For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Stephan James from Project Life Mastery. Today, I want to share with you what I believe to be the most important habit of your life. This is the habit that I put the majority of my attention, my focus, my consciousness, and my awareness on in my life. Out of all the habits that I've learned about studying and applying personal development for over 18 years obsessively, out of everything that I've learned, this is really truly the most important habit that I focus on in my life. And it has nothing to do with success. It has nothing to do with achieving more money or really achieving anything on the outside, because Tony Robbins put it best: success without fulfillment is failure. Because look, I don't care what your life looks like on the outside. It's not where you live physically that matters in life. It's where you live internally, emotionally, mentally. And we live in a society that overvalues success, makes success the end all be all. And don't get me wrong, I love success. Success is great. You should pursue it. But if you're under the illusion that success is going to lead to any happiness and fulfillment in your life, then you're in for a massive, disappointment and a sense of emptiness in your life. You might have some excitement, passion, happiness, and joy that is in the pursuit of success, the chase of it, but that's really just a massive dopamine rush of the neurotransmitter dopamine being rushed off. It's almost like an addiction, but you crash at a certain point with that. And when you're no longer pursuing and chasing and doing things, then you're left with a sense of emptiness, because you got to remember, you're not a human doing, you're a human being. And how you be and how you feel and what you experience internally is really the most important thing that you want to master in life. And it's building and cultivating your sense of fulfillment. So really what I want to share with you guys today is really what this habit looks like and why this is so important for you to focus on in your life. Sometimes actually the pursuit of success can be a detriment to your sense of fulfillment in life. Now, don't get me wrong, there's incredible advantages and actually can allow you to fulfill certain needs that, once those basic needs are fulfilled, can lead to more fulfillment. So for example, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. At the very base of the hierarchy of needs, we've got your physiological needs. Food, water, shelter. If you don't have those needs met, you're going to be in suffering. So there's physiological needs, there's safety needs like security that we all need as human beings. We got psychological needs for connection and love and relationship. We have esteem needs that we also need to feel a sense of, self-worth and self-esteem. But at the very peak, at the very top of the hierarchy of needs is self-actualization. And self-actualization is the ability to really focus on your own sense of fulfillment in life. And when you can get some of those needs met that allow you to focus on your self-actualization and your own fulfillment, that's really, I think, the ultimate place to be. That's where I spend the majority of my time in my life, because for me, honestly, I still want to make money. I have some goals for making money, but they're just honestly not that important to me at this stage of my life. There was a time in my life where making money and achieving success was everything to me, and I kind of had to make it be that way and be so obsessed on it to get to a certain point.
But you get to different stages of life. You transcend that at a certain point because you realize the pursuit of that doesn't lead to fulfillment. And again, if you are successful on the outside, you got all this money, you have an attractive partner, you have a nice car, all that stuff, but you're miserable on the inside or you're not truly fulfilled, then you're a failure in life. And that's the truth. For me, I look at people that are successful. I'm not that impressed, not unless they have mastered their internal world as well. That's really what I look at and what I value more than just making more money at a certain stage. So it's important not to lose perspective of what I'm sharing with you guys. And the reason why sometimes the pursuit of success can actually be a detriment to your fulfillment is because on the pursuit of success, you're a human doing most often. You're not really living in the present moment as much. You're oftentimes focused where? In the future. Planning things in your head, strategizing, setting goals, anticipating challenges and problems. And what that does is it takes you away from where truly happiness and fulfillment is found, which is the present moment. So one thing that I learn and what I live by that really is the foundation of this is understanding that the quality of your life is the quality of emotions that you consistently experience in your life. I'm gonna say that again, the quality of your life is the quality of the emotions that you consistently experience in your life. So look, you can have $1 billion, you can have, you know, attractive relationship and partner and cars and all the material things in the world. You can have it all. But if the emotions that you're consistently experiencing in your life are anger, sadness, depression, anxiety, frustration, shame, guilt, disappointment, you know, loneliness. If you're experiencing these disempowering emotions, then your life is not a billionaire. It's not having these nice cars. It's not living in a nice home. It's none of that stuff. It's the emotions that you're experiencing. Your life is depression, anxiety, unhappiness, unfulfillment. But at the same way, it doesn't matter. You could have nothing on the outside. You could be poor. You could be living on the streets. You could be homeless. You could have nothing in your name. But yet, if every day you're experiencing the emotions of joy, gratitude, happiness, fulfillment, fun, playfulness, outrageousness, inner peace, love, if you're experiencing those empowering emotions, then that's your life. It's not being homeless. It's not having no money. It's the emotions that you're experiencing. And there's many people, I mean, obviously there's people that, you know, give up all their attachments to the material and they go to India and they become a monk and they're truly pursuing fulfillment to that extent. I'm not saying you got to do that to have it. I mean, they don't have anything, but they're happier as, you know, happier and more fulfilled and more enlightened definitely than most people you see in North America. Most people in North America, are they happy? No. And I mean, look at how many people are on antidepressants and medications, how many people are depressed and have anxiety and there's mental health challenges and physical challenges and suicide rates have been going up. All these things are not a good reflection on the path that we're on as human beings living in this Western world. That's why I think you can kind of combine some of the Eastern philosophy and some of the values and the principles that they live and practice, you know, for a lot of us, because we live in a society, again, here in the West, where we're pursuing more success, but it's at the detriment of our fulfillment. So if the quality of your life is the emotions that you consistently experience, then the most important habit of your life is to take the time every day to experience the positive emotions that you want to experience in your life. That's it. And that's a habit. And that's something that you can condition every single day. In fact, it's a practice. It's a habit. That's not just something that you do in your morning ritual. It's not just something that you do, you know, 10 minutes before you go to bed. It's actually a practice and a habit you try to live all throughout your day. And that requires a high level of awareness, a high level of consciousness to be aware of how you're feeling and to make the choice, to make the decision to live in a beautiful state. Because that's a choice that we all have. We have a choice to live in a suffering state or a beautiful state. A suffering state would be all the disempowering emotions, and a beautiful state would be all the beautiful, all the empowering emotions that we can experience as human beings. And so what this looks like in a practical sense is, for me, I take the time every day, and I do this throughout the day, I take the time to direct my mind and my focus on what I love about my life. Now, I don't care what your life looks like, there's always something that you can love about your life if you focus on it, if you feel it. You know, I can focus on where I live. You know, wow, I'm so lucky to live in this city that I'm in right now. I'm so lucky. I'm so blessed to have certain people in my life. I'm so blessed to live in a day and age where, you know, it's really the best time to be alive in terms of technology and advancement, development, all, you know, this incredible world that we live in, that we get to benefit from other people's innovations and creations. And we get to live, you know, a much better quality of life than people had to live 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, and beyond that. That's an incredible thing. If you really focus on that, as well as the unlimited things that you can focus on, you're gonna feel some incredible emotions. I take the time to focus on what I'm grateful for in my life. I take the time to focus on what I'm proud about. I take the time to focus on what I'm truly happy about in my life. I take the time to focus on what I'm passionate about in my life. I take the time to really feel all the emotions that I wanna feel and experience. If I wanna feel more passion in my life, and I want that to be a habitual emotion that I feel every single day, I have the choice to feel that. All it requires is me directing my mind and my focus, asking myself, what am I passionate about? What could I be passionate about? And my mind comes up with the answer.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm passionate about life. I'm passionate about learning. I'm passionate about traveling. I'm passionate about living life fully. I'm passionate about connecting with others. I'm passionate about giving and serving others. I'm passionate about taking my mind and my creativity and turning the invisible into the visible, taking the impossible and making it possible. You know, those are things I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about getting outdoors, being in nature, being with animals, being with my dog, being in my relationship. I can go on and on and on, but when I direct my focus on that, which is a habit, because by the way, most people, the mind, you got to understand, by default is going to focus on the negative, because the mind is a survival mechanism. It's not designed to make you happy. It's designed to make you survive. Your brain has the purpose of survival. And so it's going to look for ways to protect you and keep you safe. And the way that it does that is it has to focus on the negative. It has to look for a threat, a danger, something that can be a threat to your survival. And while that's great for keeping you alive, it's been valuable for keeping us as human beings alive for, you know, thousands and thousands of years, it's not gonna serve you with your fulfillment and your happiness. That's your job. And you gotta understand how to take control and direct your mind, which is a habit and a practice. So taking the time to feel. You know, there's many times throughout the day, you know, I spend an hour doing this. You know, an hour just, you know, in my office, I'll jump up and down on my mini trampoline, my rebounder, which has incredible health benefits, puts me in a great state. But I just direct my mind and I focus on these things and I flood myself with it. And as a result, I feel so incredible, so fulfilled, so happy, so amazing. And I often think, man, there's other things I got to do today. I've got to do this in my business. I've got to do this obligation, that responsibility. But I really remind myself, this is really way more important than all of that, because all those other things that I'm going to do throughout the day and that I can pursue and responsibilities, they're not going to be more important than how I feel. Because that's the quality of my life. That's the most important aspect of life, is how you feel, what you experience emotionally and internally. And the more that I condition myself to feel these emotions, the more it becomes automatic for me, the more it becomes natural. It gets to the point where honestly, you don't have to do anything. You just allow yourself to be. And through your being, you feel all these incredible emotions on a consistent basis. That's a practice, that's a habit. You know, it's the habit of throughout the day, when you catch yourself in a suffering state, which requires awareness, mindfulness, right? Oh, look, I'm suffering. Oh, I'm getting caught up in this thought right now. Oh, I'm feeling this sense of anxiety, or I'm feeling this emotion that is uncomfortable. Part of the habit and the most important habit of your life is having awareness of that and either changing your focus and saying, you know what? I'm not going to suffer any longer. What's great about this? What can I learn from this? How can I use this? What can I appreciate in this moment right now? Why is this a blessing? Why is this a gift in my life? Because look, I truly believe that life is not happening to you, it's happening for you. Everything is a gift in your life. It's up to you to build the habit of directing your mind to find the positivity, to find that gift. Because what's wrong is always available, so is what's right. You can turn on the news, you can find a million things that's wrong right now, or you could focus on all the beauty, all the joy, all the abundance, all the possibilities that are existing right now in this moment. That's your choice. Part of the practice, honestly, as well, is the habit of when you have suffering, a negative emotion that occurs or a negative thought, to observe it, to watch, like meditation, right? I mean, that's why meditation has been around for thousands of years, because it has tremendous value as for human beings. But having awareness of it, not attaching to it, but disassociating, observing your thoughts, observing your emotions, sitting with it, not judging it, not making it wrong, but just sitting and watching and even welcoming it. It's almost like your thoughts are like clouds in the sky, and you're just kind of sitting there, you know, on the cliff and just watching them, observing them. When you disassociate from them and you're non-attached, this is the practice of non-attachment, non-identification, then you can watch and you can observe them and you don't feel them. You're not caught up in that. You see that your thoughts are not original, they're not unique, and they're not even your thoughts. These thoughts have been around for thousands of years. It's thoughts that every other human being has had, and it's just your survival monkey mind doing its thing, okay? But you catch that, which some people say, you can say that's your ego as well, right? And ego hates being caught. Your ego oftentimes is just trying to preserve its identity and stay within a certain comfort zone, and you know, it uses fear. Anytime you experience fear, that's just your ego having this uncertainty and just trying to, you know, being afraid of it losing itself, essentially. So if you can watch and identify and catch that, then you're free in that moment. And that's the practice of meditation. That's the practice of a lot of Buddhist principles, Taoism. This is spiritual practice has been around for thousands and thousands of years, because it's really one of the most important ways to experience fulfillment and happiness and joy in your life. So that's the most important habit that I've identified in my life. It's the habit of mastering my emotions, mastering the meaning that I make in my life, because we're all meaning-making machines. We're going to make a meaning out of certain events of our life. And when you have awareness that you're making up a meaning right now, and that nothing in life has any meaning but the meaning that you give it, that gives you the power to change the meaning. That gives you the power, a sense of taking responsibility for how you feel, and looking at an event in your life and saying, you know what? I've created this, my mind's created this meaning, this disempowering meaning, but I have the choice to turn that around and create a beautiful meaning out of this, to create an empowering meaning. As Viktor Frankl taught in the book Man's Search for Meaning, that it doesn't matter what suffering that you're going through as a human being. You know, Viktor Frankl was in Auschwitz, a Nazi concentration camp, suffering all around him. He was a Swiss psychiatrist. And he learned and he studied that in spite of the suffering in your external world, you still have the power and the choice internally to choose the meaning that you create from any event of your life. And I truly believe in that. So that's the most important habit. And it's not easy. It's a lifetime practice. I'm not an expert at it by any means. I put a lot of my time, a lot of my attention every single day to having a sense of awareness throughout my day of how I'm feeling, the thoughts that I have, and redirecting myself to living more in a beautiful state. And honestly, I think that's the key. That's one of the most important habits that you can pursue in your life. More important than success, money, all of that. And listen, I get it. Pursue those things. Those are fun to experience in life. They can add to your life in many beautiful ways. They can help fulfill a lot of those core needs that we need as a human being based on, you know, Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. But at the end of the day, don't forget what truly matters. And don't forget to transcend to that point of self-actualization, because that's where true fulfillment and lasting happiness will be found. So I hope this message can really inspire you, just to remind you of what really matters in life, and just kind of give you a glimpse of where I'm at in my life and what I focus and where my attention goes, because, you know, I'm always open to improvement. I'm always open to being the best person that I can be in my life. And part of the practice of personal development is having an awareness of your own limitations and being honest with yourself and catching and observing anything that is a limitation or holding you back in your life, and having the courage to make a shift or to learn or try on something new that can lead to more freedom in life. And I've been very blessed to be in a position where I've achieved everything that I want on the outside. and kind of had it, this experience that I wish more people could experience, because they'd maybe get what I'm saying a little bit more. But hopefully, because of my experiences in life and my commitment to personal development and what I've gone through, I can save you guys pain, suffering, share with you guys things that I've learned and things I'm focusing on, and they can serve you in your life. So don't forget that you got to also live in the present moment, that you don't want to always try to escape the present moment through the external world and, you know, achieving and food and drugs and alcohol and all those things that often people do to change how they feel. That oftentimes those might make you feel good and give you pleasure in the moment, but won't lead to anything lasting. Let's also make sure that we focus on what's most sustainable and what's most lasting in your life, which is going to be living in the present moment and building the habit of experiencing the emotions that you want to experience in your life, and not just allow the negative ones, not just allow your mind to take over and control and dictate the quality of your life. You're in charge of the quality of your life. And if you want an extraordinary quality of life, it's going to require an extraordinary mindset, an extraordinary psychology. And that's really what this is about. That's really the most important habit, I think, of mastering in our life. So thank you guys so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, give it a thumbs up, subscribe, leave a comment. I'd love to hear your thoughts. But God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you guys again soon. Take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.